holiday cheer to a local firehouse.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The deal between Israel and Hamas was top of mind for reporters following the first couple. Mr. Biden wouldn't comment on the expected release of the first group of Hamas hostages, except to say he hopes a 3-year-old Israeli-American girl is among them. The first pause in fighting is due to start in about 11 hours. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
A spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry says the first 13 hostages, women and children, will be released tomorrow on day one of the pause in fighting.
The lists of those civilians who will be freed as a result of the deal agreed upon by both parties. The lists have been handed to both sides, and the list has been handed to the Mossad in order to facilitate the implementation of the deal.
A former State Department official and Obama administration advisor has been charged with a hate crime for a verbal assault on a Muslim food cart worker. More from New York, WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor.
64-year-old Stuart Seldowitz was arrested Wednesday, charged with a hate crime, stalking, and harassment. Police say the former national security official is the one seen in several cell phone videos.
We're going to put big signs here that say this guy believes in Hamas. You're a terrorist.
CBS New York tried repeatedly to get in contact with Seldowitz, who alleged to other news outlets that Hussein said he supported what Hamas did, and that's what got him so upset, a claim Hussein denies.
An estimated 3 million people have watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York up close and personal. These children loved some of the new and old balloons.
The Minion.
Minion's the best. Minion, yeah.
My favorite was the Santa,
the Pokemon one.
My favorite balloon is Bluey.
The U.S. service members are celebrating the day here and abroad. Here's CBS's Tina Kraus.
Happy Thanksgiving.
In South Korea, where more than 20,000 American service members are based, higher-ranking Army officers dished out roast turkey with all the trimmings. Soldiers serving in Latvia worked up an appetite with a turkey bowl game, looking to boost morale.
Some Eastern Kentuckians are celebrating Thanksgiving with meals in hotel rooms, courtesy of the CSX Railroad. Here's why.
Cindy Bradley is among those who have been encouraged to evacuate after a train derailment.
We don't know how long we're going to be here, what's going to happen. It's holidays. It just makes you want to cry.
Two of the derailed cars carried a sulfur, which caught fire after they were breached. Jim Crisilda, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Minneapolis to battle for the Axe. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield. On Wisconsin.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Southwood County YMCA is closed on Thursday, November 23rd, so staff can enjoy the day with their loved ones this Thanksgiving. There is 24-hour access at the YMCA locations in Adams and Port Edwards if you have a key fob. They will resume regular hours on Friday, November 24th. The Zohr Shriners Festival of Trees will be back this year in Wisconsin Rapids, beginning on Friday after Thanksgiving and continuing until December 3rd at the Rapids Masonic Temple. Admission and parking are free. All proceeds support the Zohr Shriners Funsters of Wisconsin Rapids. Find the schedule at visitwisrapids.com. Nakusa Hometown Christmas is December 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Nakusa Community Center. They'll have over 30 vendors with crafts, arts, and more. They're open 9 to 3 at 416 Crestview Lane in Nakusa on Saturday, December 2nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 36 this afternoon, under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 14. Tomorrow, high of 30. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Amy Fluno, 211 director with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Right now, two of our favorite people to talk to, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Good afternoon, you two.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
How is everybody doing?
Hey, good.
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 Yeah,
good.
It's a good day. Sun's shining, feeling good.
How is your body schedules with the time change and everything? You guys adapting okay?
Yeah.
You're working all right?
Some jet lag.
Right on. Yeah. Get to more of that a little bit later.
Yeah.
That's a tease in the industry, we call it.
That's a tease. We'll talk about our jet lag, things to help with it, and things we learned. That's your tease.
Looking forward to it. But, of course, this week, in just a couple of days, we've got Thanksgiving, and you guys know how to celebrate Thanksgiving there.
Yeah. I mean, I like to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And the store knows how to prepare in celebration for Thanksgiving.
Could be a nice charcuterie board.
That's true.
As everyone's gathering, coming in the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could be
all those good cheeses and dried fruits and nuts.
Mm-hmm. It could be like coming up with a nice beverage for people.
Mm-hmm.
One that could be non-alcoholic as well as alcoholic with local shrubs.
Yeah.
Which is a sipping vinegar made from local ingredients by a local producer.
My favorite is the basil.
Basil is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. They're all good. There's cherry and basil. But
That would really set a nice tone for Thanksgiving dinner, wouldn't it?
So are you bringing that to Thanksgiving?
I thought you were.
Okay, guys, we're gonna have to figure this one out. But either way, it's gonna be there.
I'll bring it.
I mean, you are the other son.
I'm trying really hard to be. Yes. And this will give me points. This will give.
You know what'll happen is all three of us will bring it.
Yes, that's what's gonna happen. That's definitely what's gonna happen.
There is a big part of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, not everybody, but they have a turkey or they use a turkey breast or something like that. Well, it's your lucky day because we happen to have 2 or 3 extra turkey breasts. So if it's a smaller gathering and you're like, I just need something.
Sure.
That can feed a few people. That's great. I think one of those turkey breasts probably can feed about 4 people, 5 people.
Yeah.
They're pretty big.
Or a couple people with some leftovers.
You exactly. Know.
Nothing
yeah.
wrong with that.
And then we have this orphan turkey. Mm. We have an orphan turkey,
oh,
everyone.
No.
Yes.
Oh. Poor orphan turkey.
Poor orphan turkey.
Poor orphan turkey.
It wants a home.
Yeah.
We got a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If anybody wants a really nice turkey, it's pasture raised. There's no hormones, no antibiotics in it. It is tasty. It's great. Every time that people sign up for our turkeys, they sign up again next year and the following year and the following year. Because
yeah, this year
so
we
good.
Just called them from the list we had last year and they were like, oh, thanks for calling me.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah, sign me up. Mm-hmm. I don't think you had too many calls, you know, like people that picked up their phone where they were like, no.
No, everybody was like, yeah.
I was like,
so
yep.
glad you called me ahead. I was just thinking about it. So
I don't think we get hardly any better return on. I mean, we have a lot of great customers returning for a lot of great things. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I think turkeys are up on the top of that list. It's kind of funny.
And if I can do that, because you guys won't do this, if I could take a second, businesses don't do this. You called them.
You mean cold call, James?
Well, you know, I mean, in the sense of like, hey, we got these turkeys. Hey, you could easily just throw that out there and, hey, anybody who wants them, come to us.
Katrina went to them.
Katrina's a pretty amazing telemarketer.
That's awesome. I think that's really cool, you guys.
I didn't know that was my skill set today.
This is one more thing that we can add to your resume.
It's more like she answering her phone calls.
That's pretty cool you guys did that.
I usually answer her calls, too. I mean, she's...
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Doesn't she love having radio with siblings? You just get a little banter
back and forth. I love it. I can't get enough of it. It's part of the reason we love talking to you guys.
Other things, though, just to highlight for Thanksgiving, we have amazing organic local cranberries that our friends, the Roosh family, has been doing it. Century Farms. It's literally been around for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
His father did it, and he's doing it, and they're this beautiful small marsh in the Vesper area.
Yeah.
We've gone there. We've seen it. We've known the family really well since we were kids.
Organic cranberries.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing to find. And these are really fresh. They harvest them just to be fresh berries. So they're harvested right. They keep really well. You can do a lot of stuff with them. Similarly, if you want dried cranberries, we have sweetened dried cranberries that are locally produced. And, of course, every cranberry we have is locally produced.
Yep.
And then we have Honestly cranberries, which are wonderful. Very rare to find unsweetened dried cranberries.
Yes.
And this is what I bring as a gift. I mean, we'll get to where we are traveling, but I took these, you know, halfway or totally around the world, actually.
Yes.
And I was giving these away to folks on our journeys. So these are nice if you got some relatives coming in from out of town and you want to send them home with something, a little taste of central Wisconsin, something without any sugar.
Yeah.
The true tart taste of cranberries. Yeah.
You just coined Mary's token saying right there.
Yeah, that's Mary's, good. Mary's got me set up on this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah, there's lots of other fun local flavors, like, you know, parsnips and just like some of those things that you kind of expect to have there, or you want a unique flavor and variety for your Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's all fresh and local.
Or like, I mean, when you mention parsnips, because a lot of people are like, what are parsnips?
Yeah.
That might be a good reminder that if you're looking at a recipe right now, or what we get a lot of this time, you know, right now, is people coming in saying, oh, I've got this relative coming in who's vegan.
They're gluten-free.
They're gluten-free.
What do I do?
They don't eat this. They don't eat that.
Yeah.
We've all got a couple relatives like that. And if you want some help kind of accommodating that and, like, giving some guidance, we're pretty good at that.
Yeah, it's kind of your wheelhouse.
it's kind of what we do.
Yeah,
we're creative enough to be like, what about this flavor?
And we've really stocked up on a lot of those things. Like, pie crusts are hard to make to begin with. You want to try to make it a gluten-free pie crust? Mm-hmm. I mean, good luck.
Yeah.
I think my wife's done it pretty successfully, but...
But she's amazing. That's
she put some effort into it, and she's going to do it. She generally eats gluten free, or we both do for that matter. Mm. So she's going to do it more than just, you know, for Thanksgiving when people are visiting. But really, we have these gluten free pie crusts that are really great. We sell tons of them.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they just make it easy. You just put whatever you want in it.
Yeah.
Savory, sweet, you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys bring up a great point about reaching out about those things.
Yeah.
You know, I know that there's nowadays everything's a search engine away, but you're never going to get the kind of details and the logistics of things unless you're talking to real people. And there's nobody better to talk to than the team over at Family Natural Foods when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we all have our own little skill sets and flavors and so on that we like to share.
Sure.
Another favorite is Van Fass oils and vinegars.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're thinking about giving this as a gift to whomever's house you're going to.
Yeah,
good idea.
Very easy to carry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get the small size, you probably take it on a plane even.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe you want to top your Brussels sprouts with a little extra like date balsamic or something really fun.
Mm.
There's all sorts of different options with that one. And we have, what, about 20 different vinegars and oil?
Yeah, probably a little more than 20, but yeah.
So we like to say come in for the experience and come try them, whether it's to give as a gift or it's to, you know, use as your Thanksgiving meal. And now can we segue? Can we do this into Small Business Saturday?
Perfect. Nicely done.
The reason why I want to segue into Small Business Saturday is that we don't often do a sale for Van Fass oils and vinegars, but we are going to for Small Business Saturday. But we're going to start it today.
Yeah.
Probably more like noon, because we haven't set the sale up, everybody. Sure. It's insider info here.
I love it. I love this.
Well, the good thing is nobody's going to know this until...
Yeah, 3:30. Yeah, three o'clock.
That's right.
You're in the car driving over. We should have it all set up for you now.
Nice. It'll work out just like we planned it.
So the oils and the Van Fass oils and vinegars, if you haven't come in for the experience. Come try them. We have yummy flavors like garlic olive oil, date balsamic, honey vinegar, raspberry vinaigrette, truffle oil. I mean, if those aren't making you water already, you got to come and try the other ones I didn't even mention.
Yeah. And that raspberry is really good.
Yeah,
that's really good.
The raspberry balsamic's great.
So good.
And, you know, what's fun, too, is, like, if you've got your cousin visiting or your sister is in from out of town, or maybe she lives right next door to you, or maybe in your basement. I don't know. Either way, take her along with you to the store. And you can, like, try these together. It's actually, we have, like, the most fun when people do this together.
Yeah. So,
like Katrina said, it's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it by yourself. And a lot of people, like, that's fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. But if you've got the chance, it's kind of fun to, like, try and compare notes. And it's just, like, you end up being, like, oh, you come up with, like, recipes together when you're standing there.
Mm-hmm.
You get ideas. It's just sort of fun. So.
Yeah.
You know, the great thing about these balsamic oils and vinegars is basically you never leave with one that you don't like because you've tasted them beforehand. I mean, how many times can you say that at the grocery store, right? Yeah. You know, buying something new that you never bought before, and you're like, well, this looks good.
You're taking a chance. You're taking a chance with those,
But not in this case. You're getting exactly what you like and what you already tasted and know you want. And there's a bunch, like Katrina said, for gifts.
So you're thinking ahead, right? So Small Business Saturday, maybe you're that really prepared person, you know, because we're going to talk on the air about the here's some gift ideas and here's the last minute gift ideas. But maybe you're that very prepared person. You're like, awesome, it's on sale on, you know, Small Business Saturday, or I guess today until Small Business Saturday. And I know I want some because I love it in my house, but I want to also give it as a gift. This is a great time to get it as a gift.
Yeah, there you
go. And to give it as a gift.
And if you're going to use it as a recipe, and then you're like, hey, you like that, those Brussels sprouts that you never usually like, right?
Yeah.
You want the secret ingredient?
Yep.
Here you go. Here's your Christmas gift.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's clever,
good.
Right?
That's good.
He's,
I like
he's working
it.
His marketing
nicely
right there.
Done.
He's working it.
Very
I
nicely
Let's
done. I love that. That's a great idea.
Other things we're going to have on sale for Small Business Saturday, probably Friday, Saturday we'll be doing this one, is Now Foods Essential Oils.
And the Pranarom Essential Oils.
Pranarom Essential Oils.
So basically all of our essential oils
will be on sale Friday, Saturday. And that includes, like, there's little kits that are really great gift ideas because they have maybe
four
sets or four different kinds in there. Like, let's say, for example, a peppermint, a lavender, a eucalyptus, and
a blend, maybe.
A blend. And it's really nice because sometimes you don't know what to get for somebody.
Yeah.
It's a great way to, here it's already packaged and it looks nice. So those kits will be on sale, as well as the Vonfoss, I'm sorry, the Now Foods and the Pranarom essential oils will be on sale.
Another thing that if you are thinking of doing this and you're uncertain of what kind of fragrance or what have you to get and everything, another chance to ask the gang of Family Natural Foods. They're probably going to, you know, the person I get this for, they have trouble sleeping or they have something like that. They can help you find the right oil for them.
Have that. But same as Vonfoss oils and vinegars, you get to smell it ahead of time. So, the Vonfoss oils, you get to taste it. This one, you get to smell it ahead of time. So you know what you're getting by the smell. But we're happy to help if you have somebody that's like, well, what would I use for sleeping? We love helping and putting those combinations together. And then I just want to mention the Chamber. We're part of the Chamber, and there's a really fun Small Business Saturday local holiday season. Like, I think there's 3 days that you can stop into these businesses and you can essentially, like, we stamp it and just say that you were there, and then you get to put you send this or drop this off with your name on it to the Chamber, and they will draw your name with a gift certificate, chance to win a gift certificate from all these awesome businesses that are on here. And there's probably, like, just probably 20, 30 different businesses that definitely worth stopping into and checking out.
Yeah, all local businesses. Kind
all
of a fun
businesses.
Way just to explore the city, because there's probably a few on there that I would have not thought of, or I would have been like, oh yeah, that guy's over there.
Yeah, it's
like,
a great.
Let's do it.
I love this roadmap, actually, just to keep it in my, like, whether I get it done in time or not, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to shop with them this season because they're supporting local, they're here, they're working, they're doing all the right things. So definitely check that out. If you don't have a copy, we have copies at the store. And enjoy Small Business Saturday and all what the local shops have to offer.
Yeah. Passports are available at participating businesses on November 25th or at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce beginning. They're already there right now. You can pick them up there. As Katrina said, you can get them over at Family Natural Foods as well. We got the sheets there you can use as a passport. Fill out as many of those. Grand prize baskets consist of items donated by each business represented on the passport. So you're going to get some good prizes for doing this as well. Overall, the main reason, prizes are great. All these other things are wonderful. Buy local, support local. That is the essence of what we are here, not only our station, but what we are as a community.
Absolutely. So you just mentioned passports. You set me up pretty well.
I didn't want to make it, but it's right there. It's sitting right there, teed up for you.
Passports you have for doing this awesome event from the 25th to the 28th for the small shop local. But passports, Stephen and I got a chance to use our passports the other day. And we got to travel across the country We're still wondering what, across the world, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Still wondering kind of what time zone we're in. But I'm pretty, like, I'm pretty good now. You can ask Stephen that question. It might be a little different.
Yeah.
But we had a really awesome opportunity that actually was presented to us in 2020. Mm. Terry Lemron with Terry Natural, he gave everybody an opportunity. We had to qualify to get in to this big pool of X amount of retailers and whoever, I don't know how they did it. Did they choose with a hat, like out of a hat?
I can imagine Terry just drawing names out of a hat.
I have no idea how.
Probably how it happened. They had to be randomized.
It was very random, but there
Well, also is like, you know, I don't know, somehow we won, so.
We won. So we feel really fortunate, honored, blessed, all of those feelings that we were one of 10 different businesses in the United States that got to go travel with Terry Lemron.
Wow.
That's cool right there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We got to travel to India with him.
My goodness.
I know. It was amazing. Yeah. And so we are going to share a little bit about it now, but we want to let everyone know that we're going to have a presentation where we're going to talk about our travels and what we learned from our trip, right? Because if you're with Terry, you're learning something about an awesome product, about a supplement, and about the world.
And so this is to see where, like the turmeric that he sells so much of, that he's, you know, won awards with, he's changed people's lives, he's, you know, reduced or eliminated pain for people. That turmeric grows in India. And we saw exactly where it grows. We saw the place where it's, you know, manufactured, where it's processed, and the people behind the research in it. And it's it's big research, and they're doing really cool things. So that's the reason we were there. I mean, to travel with Terry was like
a bonus.
Like, that was like the fun part. And we were, like Katrina said, we were learning tons from him. I remember at one point we were walking towards these turmeric fields, and the host that was there with us, the folks from India, they were walking along and they just kind of were pointing out plants, or we were asking about plants, like, what's this thing? What's that growing in that field? And they're like, oh, that's curry leaves. And that's like,
that's bananas over there.
That's banana and that's okra. And like, you know, everything that grows there that doesn't really grow here, I mean, there's very little overlap. And then I just like, and then they started talking about like, oh, we're doing research on this product. This is like really promising for blood pressure health or this or that. And I just, and then like you could hear like them talking with Terry about it. Like, hey, there's this
Terry, in a couple years, like in another year from now, just wait. We're going to have a product out about this one. But we're in the middle of research and development right now.
And it felt like,
that cool?
It felt like you were walking through like a shopping mall, like with anybody else, where you're like, oh yeah, like I'm interested in buying that, or I'm interested in getting this, or like this
but
looks really good.
Terry's shopping experience, which is out in a field with nature.
Looking at herbs.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Yeah. That sort of epitomized the trip to me. I mean, there's so many other levels to it, but it's just something else.
So my first question, have you guys stopped smiling since you got off the plane? Have you? Because you just seem so happy. So you enjoyed the experience so much. It is really cool to hear. Very much looking forward to the presentation you guys are going to do, and looking forward to the details on that. You know, one of the things that occurs to me when you're talking about this, and I've thought about this with Terry before as well, and I think when we've talked to Terry on the air before some years ago, we all in life tend to, we'll listen to almost anybody and talk to almost anybody about most subjects, but if somebody knows what they're talking about, if they've experienced it, if they, you know, they've been through the grind of it or what have you, we tend to listen a little bit more and take their, okay, well, this is an actual mom, I'm going to listen to her with mom advice. I'm, you know, she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
To actually go over there and see some of this stuff, the products that you are selling, the products that you are representing through Terry and everything, I think that goes a little bit farther, especially in a day and age where people are, they want to be sure about what they're taking. They want to be sure about what they're, the products that they're buying.
There is an herb that we learned about where they said, we just got a bunch of research back on this. And this herb, so it's, you have to come to the presentation. This herb, they're like, we basically guarantee it'll increase testosterone levels for men, like over like 15%+, which is a lot for a natural plant.
Yeah.
And just to indicate like how this natural plant is so balanced and so like amazing, really. For men, it increased at an average of 15%. For women, no increase in testosterone.
Oh, so same I can't get those massive muscles I've been wanting?
Dang it. She's been working so hard. I'm sorry, Katrina.
For women that come to the presentation, we'll talk about other benefits that this same plant has. Mm-hmm. But it's a great example of a plant that can kind of, you know, do one thing for one person and do one thing for another person in this case. And I thought that was amazing. And, and their confidence on you'll see this amount of results in, like, in this case, testosterone levels, which is something you can test pretty easily. I was like, that's cool. They were very excited and very confident on this. And this is a relatively new product and herb that that we've started carrying from Terry. But there was like a half a dozen things that we learned about, and some of these we've sold for years, and we know a lot about these products already.
We learned even more, and
we like went to where they're from. We know their life story now.
We literally know from root to bottle now. And we know the people that Terry is an amazing company. We've already known that before. He's very much about helping people and quality, and he's a very genuine person. But this company he works with in India, they are just the same, but in different strengths. So they're very much, you know, all about the research and all about making sure that you're getting the best quality. And Terry does that too. You know, that's why he buys from them, because he wants that. Yeah. And they're the people that are growing it. They're just amazing individuals that are very focused on the health, the research, and the quality of the plant. So
you guys are great at what you do. All you got to do is listen to the last 20 minutes to understand that. and especially selling the products, making sure that people understand the products that they are getting. Do you feel after this experience that you even understand it on a whole other level now when it comes to not only understanding these products, but selling them?
Yeah. I think just having a relationship. Like, we actually have the company that Terry is working with has been like, what do you want to see? We're like, what? You're asking us? We're not even
we're a tiny little store in small town Wisconsin.
We're not even like putting, we're not going to put a product out. Like you all are doing, like, you know, you're talking to Terry, who then puts out thousands of products. But we, you know, they like really were genuine, and they wanted to hear our perspective.
They, by the end of the trip, like one of the founders of this company invited us over to his house.
Yeah.
And we might even talk about how he invited us to like a wedding.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. You never know what happens when you travel.
So going to India and then going to an Indian wedding, not people we knew, but just kind of wedding crashing.
Yeah, essentially.
Basically. Yeah. But, you know, with a little bit of an invite. You know, like, this is some pretty fun experiences. So we'll have some pictures. It'll be kind of like a combination of just like a travelogue conversation. People can ask a lot of questions. And then we'll talk about like how some of these plants are amazing and how we learned about where they come from and some of these unique characteristics that you wouldn't really learn just reading a book. And that's what we really appreciated, being able to go on this trip, traveling around with an 86-year-old Terry Lemerand.
Who's still
as confident on travels as anybody. I mean, he travels a ton.
I got to travel back with him, us two. That was even more fun,
Solo
time with Terry was great.
Yeah, you guys are on the same flight.
We're on the same flight.
It's very, very cool.
About the presentation, it's going to be all those products that we're going to highlight are going to be on sale too that night. So that's another incentive to, one, come learn about, like Stephen said, the travelogue and about these lovely herbs that we now have a deeper relationship with. But it's going to be on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, and it's going to be at 5:15. So that's Tuesday, the 28th. 28th. Tuesday the 28th at 5:15 at Family Natural Foods in the back of the warehouse. Come learn with us. It's going to be so fun. We're excited to share, and you know, you get to hear Stephen and I be brother, sister, you know, back and forth like we do here at the radio. We do that with their presentations too.
Looking forward to that. The details and the things that you guys are going to be able to share during that is something for everybody to check out. You don't get to run into that every day, you know, so that's going to be worth checking out. And certainly worth checking out things over at Family Natural Foods. We all know we're getting ready for holidays, the holidays this week, and of course Christmas and Hanukkah and all these other great ones coming up. When you're looking for items to get for your loved ones, ones. There's not many better places than Family Natural Foods. Yeah. Encourage you to check that out. You can visit them. They are open right now over at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call anytime at 715-423-3120. That's 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. If you don't have an Instagram account, create one just to be able to follow them. It's worth it. Trust me. Yep. Thank you both so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
You too.
We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with our friends from the United Way on Midday Magazine here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We're grateful for all of our listeners on WFHR and WIRI, and we hope you are having a happy and safe Thanksgiving. We want to send out a special thank you to everyone who is working this holiday. To our correction officers, dispatch operators, firefighters, emergency medical services, law enforcement, nurses, doctors, and military, thank you for your service today and every day. We appreciate your dedication to our safety and well-being. To everyone else who has to work during this holiday, thank you. And we hope you also have a chance to celebrate with your family and friends. From Pam, Chuck, Ashley, Randy, Mike, Tim, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to Civic Media on air or online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to podcasts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 36 this afternoon, under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 14. Tomorrow, high of 30. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. And right now, we're welcoming into the studio one of our favorite people to talk to, Amy Fluno, 211 director with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Amy, good afternoon to you. How you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I wish I was in as comfortable of a sweater as you are.
I know. That looks
awesome.
It's warm.
That looks amazing. Like that. So it looks so comfortable right now. We appreciate you joining us, Amy. We don't get the chance to talk as often as we'd like to with you. I wanted to get into a couple of the events and things going on with the United Way. But first, if you don't mind, as you are the 211 director, let's start with 211.
Sure.
One of the things that I've noticed, Amy, and we touched on this last time we talked too. Mm-hmm. We here in Rapids, we're fortunate. We've been getting a lot of new people moving into the community. A lot of people in our surrounding areas, Nacoosa, Port Edwards, a lot of those areas.
Yeah.
Areas that the United Way serves.
Right.
I think for most people, back in the day, you move to a new town or something like that. You try to meet your neighbors, try to go to the local stores and a lot of that. That still exists.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people still, nowadays and stuff will use their search engines to look for things. But it only gives you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where 211 comes in. And I've always felt like 211 really covers the things that fall through the cracks, the gray area.
Yeah, for sure. And you're right. A lot of people just go on Google and and look at it. But Google's not always right.
Yeah.
I mean, we get those calls all the time.
Well, and for those that don't know, Google has partnerships with businesses and places that, you know, make it so that they're, you know, when you search, hey, where can I get dog food? This company that, you know, paid Google is going to be the first thing to pop up, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we at United Way, it pops up if you, sometimes if you Google food pantry, it says United Way is a food pantry. Mm. We are not, and I'm not going to argue with Google, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but.
You're not right.
It's a good example.
So we get those calls too. Like, are you the food pantry? No, we're not. But here is the food pantry. So, you know, got to connect you the right way. Mm-hmm. Not that Google, there's nothing wrong with Google. I have to use it a lot.
Oh, yeah, same here. But
it's not always accurate.
Right.
So.
And more than not, I don't know the last time I heard somebody say, oh, you know, I'm going to call a place, but I want to talk to a computer. I don't want to talk to a real person. Like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You get the chance to actually talk to a real human being and ask real questions.
Yes. Every time. There is always somebody at the other end of the line. Always. 24/7. Doesn't matter.
And I don't think that we necessarily get a chance to really stress on that, how impactful and how awesome that is, Amy. The fact that there is a real person there 24/7, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I get that a lot, too. I get that, oh, I didn't expect you to answer, or I didn't expect you to answer that fast, or I didn't expect it to be a person. I expected it. I mean, we do have an automated system that you have to go through, you know, to actually talk to someone, but you get to talk to someone.
Right.
You don't have to press a lot of buttons. You don't have to yell at it. You don't have to, you know, get upset. It's quick.
I want to talk about what services 2-1-1 offers and what ones they might not. But let's take a second to focus on the 2-1-1 worker, the operator.
Mm-hmm.
What does it take to be a 2-1-1 operator, Amy? Do you have to know everything? Do you have to?
We do. I know everything? I know everything.
I'm going to trust that you do.
I'm just going to
assume it.
Don't ask my children, though. Don't ask my children. You know, those adult children still think you don't know anything.
Exactly.
No, you don't need to know everything, obviously. Mm-hmm. We do a ton of training. I haven't trained anybody for a really long time. Lynn and I have been there together for over 10 years. So, you know, we kind of know what we're doing. We like to think anyway.
Sure. Oh, I'm positive you guys do. When it comes to that, though, that brings up another good conversation because I know how you guys are. I know Terry is. Mm-hmm. You don't just sit on your laurels. You don't just sit. You're constantly looking to get better at these things. So do you go to summer survey? Do you go to different events to learn more?
So we just did our yearly AIR. Well, it's changing names. So it was the AIRS, which is the Alliance of Information and Referral Systems. And it's changing its name to Inform USA, which actually kind of tells you a little bit more, I think, with the name. So everybody fights name changes because it's, pain. But we just had the conference, we did our state one, and I am on that board, actually. So we just planned our conference. We had it 2 weeks ago in Wausau, and it was really, really good. We had great turnout. So that's one of the many ways that we do training, and we do because we are certified. So, we have to keep up our training. We have to do 10 hours every 2 years, which doesn't sound like a lot, and it's not a ton. But still, it's that time that we take to learn new stuff and meet with our peers and, you know, just kind of find out the new stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And conference was the word I was looking for.
Yes.
I could not think of.
I know.
At these what kind of things are you guys learning? What kind of things are you researching? Like ways to find information better? Or?
I think more ways to work with different populations. The AIR, Inform USA, sorry, it's just recently changed.
Yeah.
Focuses a lot on 2-1-1s and then the ADRCs.
Mm.
So we had a lot of both sides from 2-1-1 and the ADRCs because we do a lot of similar work.
Mm-hmm.
So we have speakers that come in and it's, you know, from dementia to working with people with dementia to working with baby boomers to working with people with disabilities to, you know, just every kind of walk of life and, you know, and self-care too is huge. Still, because, you know, we deal with a lot of things every day. Callers are not always super easy to deal with. There's, you know, little things every day, whether it's, you know, a challenging caller, whether it's something that you're struggling with finding something for someone and And if you're like me, I'm a helper and I want to help you. And if I can't help you, then that's hard on me too.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of that too. And we just, we do stuff statewide. We do, you know, training for the things that we do statewide, like our addiction recovery helpline, our mental health stuff, you know, so we're always trying to get to the next level on stuff. Yeah. So,
You brought up a couple of key things there when it comes to 2-on-1. I think that a lot of us, including myself, usually when I have thought of in years past of 2-on-1, oh, I need to know where the local recycling plant is or when recycling gets picked up or little random questions like that that we don't always think of when we're moving to a town or even if we've lived there and maybe moved to a different side of town or along those things.
Yeah.
Heck, you could move a block to a different block and it's a different thing, you know, and all that. So
I pay attention to my neighbors. So if my neighbors have the stuff out, then I know it's there.
Same here. But you brought up a couple of other things that 2-on-1 is a great asset for. And when it comes to addiction and recovery, we know, we've seen the stats, whether it's from the Alice report or just, you know, your everyday reports that come out. We have an issue in this state when it comes to addiction, among a number of things, not just alcohol or prescription pills, but there's other factors as well.
For sure.
And we also know that from the stats that we see that a lot of people are trying to get through that, are trying to find ways to recover, trying to get better. Pride gets in the way oftentimes. Shame gets in the way oftentimes.
Very much so. Very much so.
I've seen this in my own family. I've seen this. But I'll say one thing that you get with 2-on-1, you are calling somebody and you are not having a judgmental person on the other line, but a real person, which can feel good. Mm-hmm. But also, you're not seeing the person. Some of those things that can get in the way of reaching out for help, you don't have as a factor to get in the way with 2-on-1.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point too. And I think a lot of people don't really think of it that way. I think it's easier for people to talk to someone you don't know and that is not closely related to the situation. And, you know, I mean, you can call me and you can ask me stuff about, you know, finding places for your loved one to go or, you know, and you can pour your heart out to me and I'm not going to judge you because I don't know the situation.
Yeah.
You know, I only know what you're telling me and I'm not going to say, you know, oh, that, you know, why are you doing that? Why are you, you know, we don't do that because that's not what we're there for. We're there to listen to you. We're there to listen and to hopefully be able to help find resources that can help. You know, but we do take it a little differently, too, than if you're talking to, you know, you're a different family member that has their own opinions and has their own thoughts on what you should be doing or not doing. And why aren't you doing this? And why are you doing that? And, you know, I mean, we are just like, well, have you tried this or have you tried that? You know, just trying to help you find different ways to think about situations. And it is easier to talk to someone that you don't know that doesn't have, you know, intimate knowledge of what's going on in your house or what you've, you know, it just feels so much easier. And I hear that a lot. Like, it's just easier to talk to someone that,
It's straight information.
Yeah.
You know, it's not opinion, it's information.
Right.
And that goes a long way for people in these situations.
Yeah. And we're not, you know, we're not a machine. We do have feelings. We do, you know, understand and are empathetic to what you're going through. So we're not going to, you know, it's not like it's just a average conversation, you know, we try to have that empathy and we try to, you know, just help you talk through it and walk through it and see, you know, how we can help, which, you know, makes a huge difference.
I think you said one of the biggest words you can there, Amy, you try. You try to help, you try to empathize. And that goes so farther than we can ever put in the words when it comes to people in these situations.
Yeah.
And I do think it means something that you get the best of both worlds where you're talking to a living, breathing human being. And that empathy of that a computer can't give you, will also, though, somebody who doesn't know you. And you got the anonymousness of that and everything that really goes a long way.
Yeah, and some people are, I want the resources and I want to get off the phone as soon as possible.
Yes, yeah.
And then there's the next person where you talk to them for a half an hour because they tell you what's going on. They tell you how many times they've tried with this family member. They've tried, you know, all this different stuff and they tell you, you know, exactly how they're feeling and they just want someone to say, you know, it's okay. We understand that you've been trying and, you know, maybe let's try this or, you know, have you looked into this or, you know, have you talked with the family member? Are they willing to get help? That's always a huge piece of it too. You know, and just different things that they might not have thought of.
And I think that this is a service that not everybody may be familiar with, but I want them to be, even if they don't need the service, because I want people to, for one, we never know who's hurting, who's suffering, and might need this service. So that's an important thing. But also, I hope that it does for others what it does for me with the United Way, and makes me want to back you guys even more. Because to me, this is above and beyond.
Yeah.
This is more than is expected of a nonprofit, and I admire it. It also speaks to the United Way doesn't just talk a good game; they put their money where their mouth is. You talk about wanting to help with addiction, help with these things in our state, and it's not just okay. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You know, one little event for it or something.
Right.
It's an everyday thing you guys are doing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's definitely something above and beyond. And just when I was at the conference too, I met with chatted with some of the other center directors that I don't get to see. I mean, we have meetings monthly and weekly sometimes on different things, and you know, we see each other over the computer and emails and whatever, but it's nice to just go back to face to face and just being able to talk about stuff and talk about what's going on in our centers and what everybody's seeing and how everybody's doing it. And we try, because we are statewide, so we do try as hard as we can to make sure that we are all doing the same thing and doing it the same way. And, but I mean, everybody is completely different. I answer the phone differently than Lynn does. I talk to people, we do the same thing, but we are different people.
Right.
We have different personalities. We have different gifts. We have different talents. So we use those differently. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we all are striving to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's just to help people. That's what we do.
You mentioned a couple of services that are also offered from 2-1-1. We mentioned this one about helping with addiction. And that. Mm-hmm. What are some other things that people can call up and ask about?
Yeah, so like mental health resources. Right. So we have counseling resources. We have, if you want to... I mean, we can talk with people. It's not, not that we can't, but we also can't spend an hour on the phone with someone.
Yeah.
I have, but we generally try not to. So we have warm lines that we can transfer them to crisis intervention if that's what's needed. Because some of our centers are crisis workers. We at ours are not.
Yeah.
Not trained in that. So we, hand it off to the people that are. So mental health has been a really big one lately. And it will continue with the holidays coming.
Oh, yeah.
Different things like that. The addiction recovery helpline.
Mm-hmm.
There's just anything and everything that you're looking for. We usually have something.
Always like to remind people 988 is the suicide and crisis lifeline. 988. Mm-hmm. You can call that anytime, or you can press three other numbers, 311.
Yes.
And they'll help you out with that.
Yeah. So there's a new thing too we should talk about too. There's a new 211 app.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I had that in my notes. Wanted to make sure to get to it.
Yes. Our friends down in Dane County, they spearheaded it, and they put a ton of money into it, and they are going gangbusters down there. They have so many partners. They've done little kiosks with their little iPads all over the city with libraries and senior centers and just going nuts with it. Hmm. Billboards and bus wraps. It's insane. But it's doing really well.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Very good to hear. This is again what I'm talking about, above and beyond.
Right.
And just take, okay, you could sit, 2-1-1's great as it is, could just sit there where it is. No. How can we get reach more people?
Yeah. And they actually had someone come up to them and ask them, to do this and, fund it and help with it. But all of us statewide have said, we want to have our information in there. So it is all statewide. So you can download the 211 app off the Play Store. I don't do Apple. I do the Play Store.
Wherever
however you do it.
Yeah.
It's super easy to use. We still, direct people to the website. We text, we chat, the app. So there's so many ways that you can get a hold of us if you don't want to talk to someone, which is how a lot of people want to do it too, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, the app is going really well.
I'm excited to see that. I'm going to check it out myself and take a look at it. Maybe the next time we get together, we can talk a little more about it.
Yeah.
But wherever you get your apps, be sure to download the 211 app, everybody. And as we're kind of wrapping up talking a little bit of the 211 conversation, I do want to remind people, when you are calling 211, to have some empathy. There are real people on the other end, and people that work their tails off for us. Some of the hardest working people in our community are at our 211 operators and operators in general.
Yeah.
So people, when you're making these calls, keep that in mind when you're talking to people and have a little empathy. They're going to have it for you, have it for them.
Yeah, it's not an easy job, that's for sure. And I mean, I love that it's different every day, but that's the hard part, that it's different every day. Mm-hmm. And every call is different. And it, yeah, I mean, I am one of those where I want, like I said, I want to help you. And if I can't help you, that bothers me.
Yeah.
You know, so like I tend to dwell on the harder callers and, you know, get down mm-hmm. on myself and not, you know, enjoy yeah. the good callers that are appreciative. And so it's a hard job. It really is.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
And I get that. I take it easy on yourself because you're amazing. But also it's understandable.
Yeah. You know,
I think we can, a lot of us that are listening can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And appreciate the work that you and Linda do over there, Amy.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things going on over at the United Way. Now, for the audience, Amy is in studio with us. Mm-hmm. Amy loves coming by the studio here, but I'm imagining it also was just a chance to get away from all the reefs just for a moment.
It's crazy. We have been super busy. I think we've had more people walk into our office in the past 2 weeks than like in the entire year, it feels like. But yeah, we are surrounded by reefs. Our 2-in-1 office, Stephanie hangs them in every little spare nail that's hanging on the wall, so we are surrounded by reefs. They're beautiful. There are some really nice ones this year.
The registration for the reefs is closed, but you have now the next stage. You have December 1st is when this will kick off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, there's really big ones. There's small ones. There's more wintry themed ones. They're not all strictly just Christmas. You can, you know, leave them up longer.
Yeah.
They're really, really pretty ones.
They are made by some of our greatest local creators around here, and so they got that local feel to them.
Yeah.
You're supporting local, and that feels good.
Which I love because I'm not creative whatsoever, so I buy my stuff because I can't make it.
I couldn't make, if you gave me a year, I couldn't make half a reef, let alone one of these. Mm-mm. Like, and the creativity of the creation of these reefs.
Yes, yes.
You think you've seen it all, and then another new year comes by, right. And there's just these great ideas.
Yeah, yeah, I can't do it, but thankful for the people that can, so. Mm-hmm.
December 1st, this will kick off at 7 a.m. and end Tuesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. Winners must pick up reefs at the United Way's office at 351 Oak Street, right here in Rapids. Payments can be made online or when the reef is picked up. And of course, you're going to compete for these reefs and try to get that. And all the money goes back into our community.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a really great fundraiser for us. I mean, you know, who doesn't want a new holiday wreath to hang on your door or your wall or wherever in your office?
Yeah. It's
you could use one in here.
The last 2 years, we could definitely use one in here. Pam, that's an idea. Okay, we got to get in on this. And I got two reefs to bid on because I have to do this for my mom every year.
Oh, that's a great present. Great idea.
It's our Hanukkah gift.
Nice.
I did it 2 years ago, and I just thought it'd be fun to do.
Yeah.
Well, I created the monster. Now she wants one every year.
That is a really good idea.
It's a fun one.
So there you go. If you need a present.
Mm-hmm.
Start bidding.
And you aren't going to find many better presents that not only have, again, the local feel to them. You can tell this person, I got that through the United Way. So the money we spent is staying in our community and helping so many great people and families.
Yeah.
But you also, these things have, I know my mom is able to keep using the ones that she's used. She said and stuff. They've stayed in really good shape. She's taken very good care of them. So, you know, multiple doors. She puts them on different doors and stuff and
that
just likes having them.
I love that.
It's great. And it kicks off on December 1st. You can find out more information at uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that page, too, so you can keep up on this.
Yeah.
The sweepstakes that are going on.
When
they're wrapping that.
Yeah, so that ended on Friday was the deadline. Mm-hmm. So I think in a short couple of weeks, they'll be drawing names. Stephanie's just finishing up entering all that great information so that everybody that dropped it off by 4 o'clock last Friday will be entered. 5 chances to win $1,000. So
it's pretty cool.
Who doesn't want money right before Christmas?
Yeah, that seems like a really good idea. That seems great. Yeah. And congratulations to everybody when we find out who won them and everything. And a big thank you to the United Way for such a great idea and a lot of fun that we had with that.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the time of year. There's football on the mind for many of us, and we love to root for our home team, support our home team. In this state, you've got a couple of really great football teams in the Wisconsin Badger football team, your Green Bay Packers, two great organizations to put back in the state all the time. With that being said, and I'm saying this with respect to those organizations, your hometown team is the United Way.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody puts back into their community like the United Way does.
Yeah.
Support your local hometown team. Root for them. Pull for them. Now, certainly dollars and cents go very, very, very far.
Yes.
We want the United Way to be able to do even more than they're doing. And that's amazing to think of. But, yeah, we're trying to put more on your plate, Amy.
I know. I'll take it.
But we can do that if we are able to give you guys the funds to be able to do
it. Yeah. And, I mean, so 211 is an internal program of United Way. And I know I've said it before. So is the Volunteer Center. And without the funding, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. So we need, you know, we need that. We need to be able to continue what we're doing and, you know, keep getting better. So
the services that the people that use the United Way, whether it no matter what the gamut of things are, we know, again, going back to the Alice report, that so many people are just a hair away from maybe needing those services.
Yeah.
So it's certainly, I think, forward thinking and insightful to be able to donate to these. There's also, this time of year, there is not many better feelings than helping our nonprofits and helping our organizations. And I think a lot of people out there these days, they want, for lack of a better way to put it, more bang for their buck. They want to be able to take that dollar and help as many people as we can with it.
And everybody wants that. I mean, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to see your money go to waste. You don't want to, you know, feel like it's not doing anything. So, yeah, for sure. I mean, we try to do as much as we can with what we get. So,
and that your donations, while you can go ahead and say, hey, take this $5, put it wherever you want, you can also be more specific with those things.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like this to go to helping early reading, you know, helping early child reading, or I want to help out Adams County or this or that. You can be more specific with those donations as well.
Yep, absolutely. You can tell us where you want your money to go, which I don't really know if that is a possibility in a lot of places. You know that you're donating money. You don't really get a say in where your money's going and what your money's doing, but you do with us. You really, really, really do. I don't think you can stress that enough.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, to that point, Terry and I, it's going back to one of our first conversations her and I had about the transparency of the United Way, that every penny goes into their community.
Yeah.
And that goes, you know, especially her and I were talking right before the pandemic. And when that happened, and certainly around that time, people became a little bit more skeptical about these things.
Yeah.
The United Way, you can see the books. It's all right there for you. Every penny keeps in this community.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate you, Amy. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I want to remind people one more time about the services that you can get through 211.
Yeah, I mean, you can call 211 for absolutely anything. No question is too big or too small. So if your loved one, you know, always want to shout out if your loved one is struggling with an addiction, you know, we have the Wisconsin Recovery Addiction Helpline, and we try as hard as we can. I mean, resources for that are few and far between sometimes, but we try our best and, you know, hopefully can give you some direction on how to fix and help what's going on. Mental health resources. There'll be, you know, we have stuff for Christmas. We have stuff. Well, Thanksgiving is in 2 days, so forget that one.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
It's crazy.
Even know. Any question that you have.
Yeah. Give them a call at 211 and be sure to have that ready to go on your phone or anywhere.
Yeah.
And get the app. Get the app, everybody.
Get the app. You can text us. There's chat. We don't chat here locally, but if you can chat and still get resources for the area.
Always appreciate the time. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thanks.
And find out more by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage. Follow the United Way on all your social media accounts. It's a great follow. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still
power
gonna
on.
Give it all I can. Or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you
two. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.